Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It's time now for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. On the phone with us is the Executive Director of Advance at South Mendocino Coast, Dr. William Miller. Hey, Dr. Miller, good morning.
Good morning.
So, new year, same virus. What are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, I thought I would address a rumor that's going around in the community right now surrounding the recent basketball tournament that occurred through the school district. And the rumor that I'm hearing is that perhaps as many as 80 people have turned positive as a result of that tournament. And that's not true. And so I thought perhaps it might be helpful to share accurate information as to what we do, in fact, have going on.
Doctor, the County Health Department said on Monday 223 confirmed cases of COVID. And that was up 115 from the previous report issued just before the holiday weekend. Is this the Christmas bump we were hoping wouldn't happen, do you think?
Certainly, Omicron has escalated the number of new cases worldwide, nationally, and in our area, too. And we are definitely seeing much higher rates of infection as a result of that. And we can certainly talk more about, you know, what we need to do. I think it remains very important that people wear masks. And I'm going to be doing a Miller report in the near future looking at masking again, the different types of masks. But the bottom line there is that, you know, there is the best mask would be an N95 or a KN95 and social distancing. But turning for a moment back to the question of the basketball tournament.
Yes.
That occurred last week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And by the way, the information that I'm sharing with you is from a conversation with Dr. Andy Corin, our county health officer,
right,
as well as with Becky Walker, the school superintendent, and lastly with our own lab director here to see what kinds of positive test results we're seeing. And so during that tournament, at the beginning of that tournament, all participants in the tournament were tested. And of all of the ones that were showing up to participate, only one student was positive, and that student was sent home. Subsequently, that entire team voluntarily withdrew from the tournament and went home, just in case there had been other people within the team who were exposed but had not yet turned positive. The tournament, I understand, was conducted, and as of Monday, yesterday, the school did test 97 students, athletes, and other people who had been at the tournament, and of the 97 that were tested, only one tested positive. So there were 96 negatives, and one student who had been at the tournament tested positive. It's unclear whether that student became infected at the tournament or through some other method, you know, mechanism. There's, you know, this is here, and there's a lot of opportunity for people to become infected. Additionally, it is my understanding that there have been seven adults who were participating in the tournament who tested positive. And according to Dr. Corin, who has at least done a preliminary investigation, it is felt that those infections were from a social event outside of the tournament and not from the tournament itself. I also know that there have been two and possibly three students who have tested positive through home test kits that, of course, would not be reported necessarily to the, or would not be reported to the county unless the person called the county and self-reported. And it appears that these, we don't know about these additional two students, or two or maybe three, because once again, this is not part of the formal process of testing. This was through a home test kit.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly not 80, certainly not a clear indication that this was a super spreader event. I do know that as a precaution, the school superintendent, Becky Walker, has canceled all sports activities for the next 7 days, and that there will be a further evaluation at the end of that 7 days to determine whether it is safe to resume sports events. Another piece to all this, I think, is that on social media, there's a lot of back and forth conversation, some of it quite heated, around the fact that some visitors at the event who were sitting in the stands were not wearing masks. And we know that this is a very sensitive issue. A lot of people have very strong feelings on both sides of the argument. And the question comes up, well, when you're in a grocery store or, you know, at a movie theater or at an event like this basketball tournament, the question comes up, if you see somebody who's not wearing a mask, who's responsible for forcing that person, I guess you could say, to put on a mask? I would keep in mind that if somebody goes into a public venue like a store or whatever, not wearing a mask, when they know that the expectation is to wear a mask and you look around and everybody else is wearing a mask, well, in my opinion, that's an act of defiance. I hate to say it that way, but I think that's what it is. And when you confront somebody like that, oftentimes they're just itching for a fight.
Yeah.
They want to have that argument that it's their right not to wear a mask. And so, understandably, grocery store clerks or, you know, the guy at the movie theater who's, you know, popping the popcorn, you know, they're not going to want to be the enforcer of this kind of stuff and get all that heat and anger directed at them. I would just end with a thought that, you know, we wear clothes in public because we feel that it is the decent thing to do, that to walk around buck naked is indecent, and that's the social norm. We're okay with that, and we do it because we believe it's decent. Most people don't have a problem with the fact that we wear clothes. On the other hand, it's interesting that wearing a mask is more than just for decency. It's for safety. It's for safety to everyone around you, including for yourself, but also, importantly, for everyone. We're all struggling with this pandemic. We're all sick and tired of it. But it's interesting to me that people would resist wearing a mask when it's not only the decent thing to do, but also it's a public safety thing. And yet, we're okay with wearing clothes, and it's simply the decent thing to do.
No.
So anyway, those are my thoughts. I hope it's helpful, and I'll try to address some of this maybe in the Miller Report this week, or maybe not. We'll see.
Okay, and if nothing else, thank you very much for squashing the rumors about 80 cases of COVID because of a basketball tournament. We don't need rumors like that spreading. So thank you for confirming the situation. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That's it for now here on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.